Lighting the West. Stories and poems by Rick Steber. Read by Michael Messner and friends. The Accident. Logger Harold Morgan talked about his accident, saying,
"It was July 6, 1944, the day before my 29th birthday. Was working high lead at the time. Cable should have been on a guy in shackle where it would play over your head, but it wasn't. It was on the ground. Second pull, it caught me, knocked me into a stump and broke my neck. Was out like a light. I reckon the boys packed me to the landing, put me in the back of a pickup and brought me out of the woods. I come into the hospital. Asked one of the boys who brought me in. All I could do was whisper. Am I going to make it? I asked, and he says, "Hell yes, you'll make it." Well, I felt a little better after that, except I was paralyzed from my neck down, and after the shock started to wear off, the hurting started. Oh, my God, did it hurt? Well, my brothers come in, stayed with me. And one time, when they thought I was asleep, I heard one of them crying. And he said, "Poor little guy, we'll never live to see morning light." But I toughed it out. And finally, on about the third day, I moved my thumb on my right hand, wiggled it back and forth a couple of times, and then and there, I knew I was going to live. Oh, but there were some terrible times, terrible pain. Oh, I got myself hooked on morphine and dreamed I was being chased by stumps and flailing roots. And they dried me out, sent me home. And then my wife, well, she couldn't cope with the situation and pulled out, leaving me with the two children, a boy 6 and a girl 4. The night she left, she told me, "I married you to get away from home. I never did love you." Told her, "Thanks a lot."
Some of the paralysis went away, and Harold was finally able to move around with the aid of a cane. He went to work at the Wolf Point Lookout on the summit of the Coast Range and took the kids up there with him. They were raised there for 23 seasons, and they turned out all right.